Thank you for calling Bowen's Tree Service. Please press 1.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Randall. It's Tina from Local Splash. You must have finished eating by now, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I figured. Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of pick up where we left off earlier. And then one thing we can do to kind of help you out on the back end is I have to collect the May 11th payment, but I don't want you to have another payment coming up on June 11th because that's two payments.
I told y'all last month to cancel this crap.
So the problem is that we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge,
I didn't want this account to start with. I told y'all that.
So
I'm going to go ahead and pay this. I ain't paying nothing else.
I'm just, yeah, I'm a little confused because there's fresh leads on the dashboard. People come in, you know, that it could be potential clients. So, you know, it's working for you. The only reason you didn't get that lead is because of the payment issue, but I'm going to send it to you once this goes through so you could follow up with him, okay?
All right, let me get through my credit card.
Okay, you got it, Randall. What'd you have for breakfast, by the way? You're making me hungry now. I haven't
had rich.
Oh, okay. That's right. You're on a different time zone, so it's more like lunch your time, huh?
Yeah, it's 12 o'clock here.
I love it. It's 10 o'clock here. We're on the West Coast, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're in California?
Yeah, we're in California. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know. We have the craziest governor, but you know what? We're in Orange County, which our county in general is very conservative. So we have some really good, like, local city councilmen and stuff that are kind of holding it down locally for us. And when he creates these crazy laws, they'll always go in and, like, try to oppose it. So I'm just so thankful that, like, we're in the county that we're in that tries to, like, not apply these things that he tries to do, you know? One of my clients in Oklahoma, he calls him Gruesome Newsome. I thought, I love that name.
Oh, yeah?
His name is Gavin Newsom, our governor. Yeah. So my one client in Oklahoma calls him Gruesome Newsom.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Me too. But you know what? Texas is on fire right now with that softball World Series. I don't know if you've been watching it, but both of the teams that made it to the finals are from Texas. It's Texas Longhorns and it's Texas Tech that they're playing against each other for the World Series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The final game, well, is on tonight because they have to win best of three in order to be the champions. So the Texas Tech won one and Texas Longhorns won one. So tonight's going to be the deciding factor who takes the championship.
Oh.
And I guess Patrick Mahomes is a Texas Tech alumni. So him and his wife were at the game last night and they're big fans. So I'm like, it's pretty exciting to see that of all the teams in the nation that made it to the World Series of softball, both of them are from Texas.
And this is the last competition for the World Series?
Yeah, tonight is the final game for the World Series of softball. It's Texas Tech against Texas Longhorns.
Okay, that'll be good.
It should start maybe around 7 o'clock your time because it starts at 5 o'clock our time and you're 2 hours ahead. So, yeah, you could probably find it on ESPN if you wanted to watch it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
So, Randall, for the new payment method, is it still the County Road 913 address for the billing or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Same address.
Same address. Okay, and did you find the card?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
4032.
Okay.
7614.
Got it.
0184.
Okay.
7945.
Okay, and expiration?
Okay. Now you read it.
You know, those darn credit card companies, they make them shiny and then they make it where the numbers rub off. My husband, he'll have to go outside in the light and hold it like an arm's distance away to even see what it is. It's crazy the way they do. I don't know why they can't make it a little bit more readable, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you can, you know, maybe tell me what it looks like, and if it's not correct, my system will tell me, but we'll try to make it out the best that you can.
Well, it looks like to me it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me go to the bathroom. Let me see it is. Yeah, expiration 0328.
0328, okay, and then the code on the back?
700.
700?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get your authorization. Now, since this fresh lead came in yesterday, do you want to just write his number down right now? I'll also email it to you if you like, but I want you to be able to call him, you know, because it sounds like he has some diseased trees and he might be hiring you to remove them, you know?
Okay. Let me see here.
Okay. Oh, it says I have an invalid account number, Randall. Let me read you back what I have, and you can tell me where I went wrong, okay?
Just a minute. Let me get back out.
Yeah, sometimes computers have a mind of their own.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so did you say 4032-7614-0514?
No, 0514.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so let me fix that. 7514, and then if I continue, it's 0184, right?
Yeah.
0184, and then 7945?
No. 7845.
7845. Oh, wow, I had two digits off. Okay, so I fixed that, and let me try to process it again. It should go through this time. There we go. Okay, that one worked. Okay, so have you been on your dashboard? Because I can show you how to get on and you can see these leads in real time. If not, I'll just give you this guy's number so you could follow up with him.
Let's do both.
Okay, we'll do both. So if you're in front of your computer, go to my.localsplash.com.
My.splash?
Local splash. So after the my dot, put L-O-C-A-L, and then splash like water. S is in Sam, P is in Paul, L-A, S is in Sam, H.com. And that's going to bring you to a page that asks you for a username and a password.
That's spelled S-P.
Yeah, splash like water. S as in Sam, P as in Paul, L-A-S-H. So it's local splash, my.localsplash.com.
And I can't write anymore.
Oh, here. Oh, if you're, are you writing it down? I can text it to you. Are you at, do you get text messages on this number ending in 9491 or the one that ends in 3891?
3831.
Oh, that's right. It's 817-705-3831, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now my contacts are fuzzy, but I do have the 3-1. I just read it back wrong, but I have it. So let me send you, I'm going to send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. And on this email, there's a link. It'll say you can log into your account at my.localsplash.com. So you can just click on that link, and then it'll show you your username and your password. Okay. When you get onto the dashboard, you'll see a section
what
that
is
says
my username?
The username is your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. It's just 817-705-3831. So just all together,
okay.
And then the password is also all lowercase, all one word, and it's go search. So you don't have to put the space in between. Yeah, you don't have to put the space in between go and search. You just type in go search. And then that will take you to your dashboard where you can see your leads. And then this gentleman that filled out the lead form yesterday, his name is Bob, and his phone number is 770-375-7330. And then it's 770 area code 375-7330. That's his phone number, 375-7330.
7330?
7330, you got it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this lead and put it into an email, too, so that you can get the rest of the info, because he put his address. He's in Burleson. He put his email, and he wrote out what it was that he wanted about this, you know, these two oak trees that he thinks that are diseased. So I'll send that to you in an email just so you have it. But when you log on to your dashboard, you'll also – oh, we have Caleb_Dyer2024@outlook.com. Is that the best email for you?
Oh, I don't want two emails. Can we do it in a text?
Yep, let me put it in a text. That's a lot easier. Okay, I'll put this in a text for you so that you have it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, call him because he just filled this out yesterday, so I think you can get this job. And then lastly, what I can do for you as a courtesy, I know I was trying to tell you this earlier, is that I can push that next billing 30 days out for you so that you're paid in full until July 11th. So if you wanted to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, then that would be a good thing for you because you're already getting leads off of this and you'll get some more bang for your buck. Now, come July 11th, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if you choose to, you know, cancel it, you could do so. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it and you wouldn't have any further charges. But again, that way you can take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll push that billing out for you. And then lastly, I want to make sure that the technicians go in and do some extra performance checks for you. That way they can, you know, get you some stronger results. And then on your end, the one thing that will help you always is to continue to get some more five-star reviews on the Google listing. So I'm going to send you another email that will help you with that, but you're not good at email, so that will also trigger a text message, okay? So this text message will have a link to your Google page. So, you know, you can send that via text to some of your past and present clients, and it'll say, you know, thanks for using Bowen's Tree Service. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm sending that to you now. So if you have any questions, just feel free to call me. But, you know, both emails are pretty self-explanatory. I think you won't have any problems. Or actually, in your case, it's going to be text messages because you don't like the email. So, okay. So you're all good to go, Randall. Thank you for taking care of that and have a really lovely weekend. And I hope you enjoy that softball game tonight if you're able to catch it.
Yeah.
Yep, and have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.